the Civilian Conservation Corps were used, of course, during the 1930s. We had four camps in the park at one point, and we know where three of those camps were located. But the park boundary contains approximately 400 families that lived here within the park boundaries. And during the 20s and 30s, all that land was bought up. But being 400 families, they were farmers, and most of the park was farmland. And we have aerial photographs here in the office that were dated in the 1930s, and you can see how much was farmed and where these people farmed. And it's like, how did they get the equipment down on the river from such a steep slope? But they managed to do that. So when all this property was being bought up, the CCCs were here taking down the houses and planting trees where the farms were.